Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, you want that to go?
Now for some takeouts on stories you're following this week. And after allegations of censorship and intrusion by domestic hackers, Google has decided to shut down its search service in mainland China. The company is now redirecting Chinese users to the uncensored Hong Kong version of the site, a bold move even for the world's largest search engine. Going to turn its back on China's 400 million web users. Google spokesman Scott Rubin says Google still wants to do business in mainland China, though.
We are hoping that the Chinese government will respect our decision, although we're well aware that it could at any time block access to our services.
We're joined now by Michael Bristow, BBC reporter in Beijing. Michael, the Chinese government has reacted swiftly. They are not respecting Google's decision. They call the move totally wrong. Why do you think we've come to this impasse?
Well, essentially, Google says it's a matter of principle. It's seen across the world as representing freedom of speech, but really supporting freedom of speech. And a few years ago, when it set up its Chinese language website here, it compromised some of those principles. It said it would accept self-censorship. Now it's saying, after a series of hacking attacks into its website, which it identified as coming from China, it said it was no longer willing to accept censorship. That's what it said a couple of months ago in January. And now basically it's following through on that threat, and it's moved its website, China-based website, from inside the People's Republic of China really to Hong Kong, still part of China in fact, but operating under a different legal system. So Google can still legally offer uncensored services to Chinese users.
Although it's being reported that China is now trying to block the service coming out of Hong Kong as well. But you're in Beijing, so I want you to do something for us. You're using a wireless connection right now on your laptop, right?
I am indeed, yes.
Okay, so go ahead and choose an inappropriate topic that the Chinese government would think it would be inappropriate.
Okay, so I'm using a laptop and an internet connection, which ordinary Chinese people here would be using. So I'm just going to tap in Chinese, Tian... to Tiananmen massacre.
So okay. Very inappropriate for the Chinese government.
Very inappropriate. If you just hold on a second. Okay. So I've typed it in and it's now searching. Nothing at the moment. It's taking a very, very long time. I mean, usually what you would expect, the internet's quite quick here, would expect search results have come up. But I still got the homepage of Google's Hong Kong site, and still nothing's happened.
Really?
It's taking its time. So basically what that's doing, it's whatever filters, whatever firewall the Chinese authorities have in place is stopping this information coming from servers in Hong Kong to where I am now in Beijing. And it's still searching. I still haven't got any results up for that search.
Okay, so type in something that the Chinese government would want you to know about and see if that's a quick connection.
Okay, let me go to another site I've opened now. So I'm once again typing this in onto Google's Hong Kong site. I mean, I could just put in fact, Tiananmen, because it's a square in the center of Beijing. It's only sensitive when you link it with certain words,
right,
such as massacre. Okay, so I've typed in Tiananmen. Okay, well, that's proof sensitive as well. That's immediately come up with the connection has been reset. So it doesn't even like it when we put in
non-sensitive
terms.
You sure the BBC's paid its bill?
We have paid our bill.
All right, good.
I've been looking on...
He's using his wireless connection, John, not his BBC connection. No,
it's
casting aspersions
office,
on the BBC's bill-paying record. Go ahead, Michael Bristow.
So even keywords like Tiananmen, even when they're not linked to such things as massacre, the kind of whatever the filters the Chinese government has in place, it still prevents me looking at search results. And that's basically the point. Chinese users of Google here in mainland China really will see no difference for Google because of Google's move to Hong Kong. Google might not now be censoring its search results, but the Chinese government still is preventing people in China, in mainland China, accessing those results.
And also Michael Bristow, BBC reporter in Beijing, can't look that up as long as he's using his wireless connection as well. Thanks so much, Michael.